You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Treason. The war for independence on Vesk 6 is in its climax. After countless years of war, the Vescarium, a brutal warmongering society holding a tight grip on their solar system, has ceded control of the planet. But the victory was hollow. General Dronan Vos Dalen has gone rogue, now claiming to be the sole ruler of Vesk 6. He and his army continue ravaging the planet. Now, an alliance between the freedom fighters of Vesk 6, the Vescarium, and the Alliance of the Pact Worlds sets its sights to eliminate the general and bring peace to the planet and the Alliance. We open in space as, coming out of the drift, the interplanetary travel system, is a Pact World frigate from the planet Verses called the Star Song. Inside a mile-long hangar bay, we see soldiers both from the Pact Worlds and the Vescarium loading up on dropships, preparing for the assault. We come down to see two Pact World members of the Starfinder Society standing and waiting. There we see
Dizzy. Dizzy is a Skittermander who is golden furred. If you've ever seen the beautiful covers for Fuzzy Sapiens or the Fuzzy Papers, it's that beautiful gold. She seems to vibrate with energy that is barely contained inside of her armor.
Can you describe what a Skittermander is?
Skittermanders are, if you take a big oval, not big, it's a small sized, make it very fluffy and cute, give it 8 leg arms, and make them incredibly friendly. That is a Skittermander. And that is Dizzy.
Wonderful. And floating next to Dizzy is...
Well, next to Dizzy, you see a very just dark purple-looking jellyfish-like creature. You see Squishy, a Barathu. Barathu are very jellyfish-like. They can just fly and float around normally. But they're also very adaptable genetically. And in this case, you see that this Barathu is not actually floating. He is standing there on two rather robust leg tentacles, and then he has like 4 other tentacles that are there, like working just a gun, making sure it's all clean and things. No known face on him, but it's just very like, imagine just a bunch of grape jelly that's just standing there.
Coming up, walking with a purpose, is a human woman wearing Starfinder armor with a shoulder cape. You know her as Laid Talon. She is the leader of this Starfinder mission for the Alliance, and she comes over. Hello, good to see you too. You all prepared? You ready for this?
Yes, ma'am.
Ready for anything, ma'am.
All right, I'll give you a quick rundown. What we're doing here is we're going to have a small team of 4 people. I'm going to introduce you to your 2 other partners, one of which is Apatra from the planet Polanis. That's what the locals call Vesk 6. I'll also introduce you to one of the Vescarium boys. There's a whole armada, more or less, waiting for us. The Rogue General has quite the arsenal. But I'm going to need you 4 to ignore that fight. I need you to get right over, and she pulls out a data pad, and she shows you the whole battlefield, and it zooms in on a satellite. I need you to infiltrate the satellite however you deem best, and eliminate the shield generator inside. We don't believe we can blast it apart. We wanted to, but the shields look like they're going to hold no matter what we put into it. Low-level fire, low-level lasers and such should get through the shield, as well as a ship, so you can board safely. You need to board the ship and do whatever you can to help out the ground group. This satellite is powering different defenses of the cloaking generator down on the surface. The more you guys can do, the easier it's going to be for our ground forces to take that out. So you guys will be able to see the real target up here in space. There's a cloaking generator. We believe that the general's frigate is there. We cannot see it. And presumably it has moved from our last known location. Once that shield generator is out, you guys are going to go infiltrate the frigate and assassinate the general, bringing an end to this whole rebellion. If you'll come with me.
Yes, ma'am.
And she takes you over to...
the Patra that was spoken of earlier. You see a cat-like humanoid that is very reminiscent of what you see from a tuxedo cat. His fur is black, with little tiny bits of white sparsed in. You can't really tell from the rest of him because he is in armor. He is probably a little taller than the both of you, but that is Flunko Pip.
Flunko Pip, this is Dizzy and Squishy. They are our starfinders here to assist you.
Dizzy, Squishy, where are the other seven dwarfs?
Good one, sir.
Looking forward to meeting Sleepy. Of course, that might be me. Mom?
Right, I'll leave you to it. The general should be by with your Vescarium French. And then she hurries off. And coming over, you see
a tall lizard person that you would all know as a Vesk. You can tell he's a Vesk because of the shape of the armor and the armored tail that extends behind him. But other than that, it's very difficult to see anything of him as he's covered in ceramic plating that covers every square inch of his body and just has a narrow slit for the eyes.
Alongside him is a Vesk in heavy armor that's all very regal looking. You can tell he is the general of the Vescarium who is here to assist. And he comes over.
Are you the soldiers we're meeting up with, the Starfinders?
That'd be us.
That's right, sir.
Ah, and the Vesk 6 native. Nice to meet you.
Well, I wouldn't call it that, but nice to meet you as well.
This here is Chakarian Kexa. He will be my assistance to you.
Kexa. Got quite the shell there.
Keeps me safe, so I can keep putting lead down range and keep you alive.
Oh, thank you, new friend.
So are you happy or angry? You know, one of the okay, never mind.
One of the best we have. Make sure you do us proud on this mission. For the Vescarium.
For the Vescarium.
Our honor's on the line here. We gave our word that we would pull out this man. This treasonous general should be put down like a dog.
We can make sure that happens.
I'll be coordinating with the ground forces. We'll let you know of any updates.
And he starts marching off. And rising out from the floor, as the floor begins to open up near you, is a shuttle retrofitted for boarding procedures.
Did anyone get his name?
I don't think he gave it.
Oh, you know, he is General Torkavor Zikvas Ryan.
So, which of y'all is the leader of this expedition?
But it's definitely not me. I'm the brains.
I think we're all just helping each other out. Like friends do.
Well, if you're looking for someone that's familiar with a good infiltration, that probably would be me.
Right, so you're in charge.
Alrighty then.
Captain Squishy it is.
And you see, yeah, like a little purple tentacle just like squishes up. Yeah. Squishy is small. Like, in your statue, you might come up to your kneecap.
So let me get the lay of the land here. Are you like, are you for or against the short jokes?
Oh, whatever helps us get through the mission. What does it bother me one way or the other?
Well, whatever helps morale, I guess it's fine.
Exactly.
How about you, Dizzy?
Oh, I love to laugh. I love seeing new friends laugh, too.
You love jokes. All right, all right. And the Vesk?
I love jokes.
Sorry. Dracarian. You like to tell them, or do you like to get them?
You know, once we get on the battlefield, I'll show you my favorite joke.
That sounded foreboding. I don't like that.
So as you guys are talking, the alarms start going off as you start hearing explosions outside the ship, and you see a bunch of shuttles start taking off and fighters start flying off as everyone begins mobilizing.
Oh, goodness me. I didn't think we were starting this early.
Tricarion is already halfway down to the shuttle.
I'll race you. Dizzy sprints.
Squishy is coming up behind, but falls short of Dizzy's speed.
Flunko is skipping.
So, how, Olivia, how fast was Dizzy?
Her typical land speed is 40. If I use Stellar Rush because I am a Solarian, then that's two strides with plus 10 each, so that's 50. And then the third action is also movement, and that's another 40. So 140 feet in a turn.
So Dizzy's base speed is double Dracarian's.
So he's wobbling about in his heavy armor, and the Skittermander just zooms past him.
Squishy going into just taking on flying, as Brotha can do. I am shortly outpacing you a little bit because I can't go 25 while flying.
The gas sack just floats past.
This is why I got a head start.
Right, well, I'll get there when I get there, I guess. I'm not driving or anything. Warm up the seats for me, will you?
Who is flying the ship?
Imagine this. If I see Dizzy gets there and doesn't take up a piloting seat, Squishy will go to take control.
All right.
How do you feel, co-pilot?
Oh, I will not be your co-pilot. No, thank you.
Tricarion, how do you feel at the controls?
I'll know my way around the ship. He sits down at the co-pilot seat.
I don't know. I like to imagine with you getting on the ship and sitting at the co-pilot seat with your size, it's just like the ship leans with the heavy armor.
He sits down and then he like reaches down and gets the seat adjustment. And just.
So I'll be piloting, Swishy will be piloting, and Vescarian will be the co-pilot if needed.
So you guys take off through the shields. You are greeted by a Vescarian armada fighting against this Pact Worlds group. You can see off in the distance there is another Vescarian armada that you know to be your allies also moving in, as both of you are coming in a pincer against this rogue Vescarian group. Nolan, can I get a piloting check for you? I should also note hero points. We're just doing standard hero points. Everyone has one currently.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and use it to spend it first roll.
Oh, all right.
So that is moderately better. 20 total.
20 total. All right.
Can Tricarion provide an assist from the co-pilot seat?
Yeah, of course.
Can I provide a debuff from the back seat?
You could.
No backseat driving.
Tricarion pushed the wrong button.
Oh, no. What did you roll?
I got a nat 1.
Oh my gosh. So make that 20 a 19 instead.
Dizzy was being distracting is what happened.
Were you pushing the chair to go back the other way?
Yeah. I wanted to see what would happen.
Shaking.
Why does this keep asking me if I want to confirm the eject?
So as you are going, one of the alarms start going off. As you know, someone has a target lock on you as you see a fighter behind you. Now you do have some guns. You can set up a person on the gun, and that would use piloting to fight back.
Flunko, how good or bad would you be with your piloting skill?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say 9.
I think you'd be better than me.
The co-pilot can also take control.
Well, Captain, you want me to take over the firing of the weaponry?
I trust your trigger finger, Tricarion.
Right, it's just as good as my ejection finger.
Nolan, can I get another piloting check from you? And then Jordy, piloting check for your guns.
19 total for my piloting.
And I've got a 27 on the guns.
With those skill rolls plus the skill roll I rolled, Squishy is able to successfully outmaneuver the enemy and give Tricarion a perfect opening to destroy the fighter before them, and it explodes into
we
pieces.
We all cheer in unison. Wow.
Wow. For the Vescarium.
No.
And you guys are able to begin your approach. How would you guys like to begin your approach of this satellite?
I'm thinking the satellite. Is there any sort of like, I'm not sure if there's any sort of like we can see any like empty pod bays, maybe escape pods that I've already jettisoned, or maybe garbage.
Why don't you roll a piloting for recall knowledge, essentially?
Okay. That's a natural one.
As you're scanning over the ship and looking, it looks like the main hangar is going to be your entrance.
May I also give a good look over?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm thinking possibly the best path that we could take that would lead us away from any eyes that might be on us.
Okay.
What should I roll?
It would be piloting.
It would be a 23.
You see an area that you could theoretically board into. It might be kind of hard and take a little bit of work, but it would avoid going through the main entrance.
Hey, Squishy.
Yes.
There's a place that might be a little bit better for us, but better than the main entrance.
Good eye.
There'd be a lot of eyes on that. Hey, how many eyes do you have?
None.
Oh, wow, that's pretty interesting. So it's right over there. It might be a little bit hard, but you got this, right?
Now that you pointed it out, yeah, I got us over there.
Fantastic.
So Squishy will maneuver us towards the spot that Flunko has pointed out.
So essentially you're going to be landing against the ship, and you guys will have, through your boarding tube, you have to cut a hole into the satellite to enter.
All right.
So yeah, we perch against the ship and kind of create a seal there so that we maintain it atmosphere. I imagine I look over to Dizzy.
They can break that hole.
I think we were probably given the equipment to do so on the ship, so I'd like to take a crack on it. Sure.
You have the time to do this. A roll is not needed.
Okay.
So Dizzy is able to grab some equipment and just start cutting open a circle
As you get it finished, it just pops off and just lands on the ground and rolls around a bit, and you see an empty corridor in front of you.
Now that is a mighty fine circle. I'm glad you made it big enough for the rest of us.
Thank you. I honestly almost didn't, seeing as half of us are a normal size and the rest of you are rather large.
All right, well, let's go.
What are your guys' perceptions?
+8.
+9.
+10.
10.
Flunko Pip. As the others are beginning to head off of the ship, you see that there are some detection lasers that they are getting ready to walk into.
Everybody, stop! Does anybody know gymnastics?
Tricarion just kind of gestures to his armor.
There's some detection lasers right over there, and I'm going full on Australia now.
Once again, good eye.
Squishy, how good would you be at that?
Oh, I imagine I might be able to get past. But I'm trying to think of a way to disable them entirely.
And yeah, I look around. From where we're at, is there any sort of connection point for, like, the computer system on the station?
Yeah, there is a terminal up ahead. Theoretically, with your computer skill, you could try and hack into it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I would definitely do that.
How do you feel about getting through the lasers?
I mean, I don't know. I could do what I can, but...
You got a data jack I can plug in for you.
So he gets over there, I do the check?
I get over there, plug in your device, and then you can just control it from where you're at.
You'll have to also get through the lasers.
Oh, okay.
Now, Squishy does not have to make any rolls to get through the lasers because of the situation. I will need an acrobatics check from Flunko Pip.
All right, you said acrobatics?
Yep.
All right. That would be a 23. I think that's the second 23 I've rolled.
All right, so much like a graceful cat, you're able to just dodge all of the lasers.
Every time I go by a laser, I go,
meow, meow, meow.
And with the two of you through, Squishy's able to set up the support.
Yeah, here we go. That would be a 23.
So you are opened up their terminal, and you find the laser defense of these particular ones, and you are able to shut them off.
Yay. Now the question is, I was the one who's seen them. Were they actually there?
Oh, I trust they're there. Do you know how much this terminal hooks up to the rest of the system here?
Probably not much since we're so close to the outside.
Good point.
I mean, we'd probably want to get closer to some sort of control panel or bridge or something like that. It might be an auxiliary bridge, who knows?
I don't think Mam provided us a detailed layout of what this facility's like.
I figured we could probably figure out when we got here.
You think we can get a directory from this thing?
A note that this is a fairly small satellite. There's not a lot of, like, it could be here or there. It's probably just there in the center.
Can we get schematics from this little panel?
With the roll that you made, you are not able to access anything else in the terminal.
All right, well, I may not be able to find it. It might be there, but it's probably not.
As you are all stepping into the corridor, you do feel the gravity normal out. And not normals like what Vesk 6 or Polanus has, which is a very low gravity. This is just a standard fare, more Earth-like gravity. The corridors, all the little lights seem like they are flickering. They're not, like, they don't have quite enough power for all the lights.
Dracarion, are you familiar with this outfit?
No, it's not the sort of place that I spend a lot of time. It does feel like we might be running on backup power, so we might want to hurry through.
I bet if we just started to walk, we could probably find our way there.
All right.
You think we might find anybody in the vicinity? We might need to be a little bit quieter, you know?
Probably a good idea.
Be a bit stealthy.
The stealthy approach, I like it.
As you yell through the hallway.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm being really quiet right now.
Clank, 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 clank.
So you guys are wanting to try and stealth your way through?
Yes.
All right, what's your stealth scores?
9.
8.
13.
10.
As you guys move down the corridors, you see the blast doors that you guys can all reasonably assume lead into the central chamber of the satellite, where is what you would need to be. Whereas you probably make the assumption it's probably the most guarded area of the satellite as well.
Is there anybody on the outside?
No, they seem to be closed. And there's no one outside of the doors.
Okay, nobody guarding the door.
Are there any sort of air vents I can see around that I could potentially squeeze into?
Why, yes, there is. You see some of the ductwork here.
Okay.
Quack.
I'd like to pop open the vent so I can enter through it. I guess at first I just want to kind of be able to see if I can get an eye line on what the next room looks like. While still, so that no one knows I'm up here.
Yeah, your perception is high enough that you see there are traps laden in the ductwork. So it will require an acrobatics check from you if you'd like to try and slip through.
Looking at this, do I think I have a better chance trying to squeeze by them with acrobatics, or could I disable them as I go with the crafting?
You can make either choice.
I'd like to communicate back with my teammates using limited telepathy that I have. I imagine I'm still within 30 feet. I can look at them.
They've got some traps set up here, so it won't be an easy bypass. Think we should just go in blasting. I'd prefer if I could get through here and get more intel on what's inside.
It's your call, Captain.
Or I'm going to see how well I can make it through this. But be prepared for a bang.
I'm always prepared for a bang.
Oh, yay.
Squishy. Squishy. Be careful. Don't die. We need you.
Thank you, Flunko.
I will try to acrobatics my way past.
All right, go ahead and roll acrobatics.
All right. Rolled a 15 for a total of 26.
So you're able to slip through, and you even notice one of the vents opening and shooting out a bunch of hot steam, and you're able to kind of float back and let that go. And then you are able to maneuver your way through there, and you can now see through part of another vent opening. You can see about 50 feet away from you, there are six Vesk soldiers kind of hanging around a large computer console. And the room is very open. There is like catwalks that head out to a large middle like circular platform, and there's a large like spire in the middle going up and down the satellite, and that has a computer hooked up to it. Looking down, it just keeps going out into space. There are shielding at the bottom to keep the atmosphere contained.
And the six Vesk are around the center?
Yeah, they're kind of grouped around the catwalk that the doors you were at would have opened into. They're about 30 feet away from the door that your allies are at, kind of clustered.
I would like to back away from that a little bit, and if I can quietly bring up my comm unit that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine, does anyone else have a comm unit? I imagine we'd have them kind of
all
standard.
Of the armor is equipped with comm units automatically in the system. Now, if you're going to speak out loud, I would like a stealth. What's your stealth?
13.
Okay.
Six enemy combatants about 30 feet out from the door. It's wide open space, but catwalks, so limited in your movement. I'll wait for your entry.
Copy that, Captain. You want us to come in now?
Whenever you're ready.
Well, now that we all know what's on the other side of the door, I think I'll just hack this thing and we'll get on in, right?
Squishy, are you doing anything to prepare?
I will get my Aeon rifle out and ready inside this vent.
Squishy is
just
putting
barrel
together.
Sticking through them.
Squishy is constructing his rifle.
I don't think I need it necessarily, but I will say I do have exploit. When I aim at a target that is unaware of me, I get that action for free. But again, I don't think it matters right now.
Nice. Flinko pop? Flink? Funk? What?
Flunko.
Flunko? Pip.
Flunko pip. You said you're wanting to use the console?
Yeah.
You want to roll me computers?
Absolutely. Oh, that's going to be a real good one. If I can remember what my computer skill is, that is going to be 28.
What is your perception again?
+8. I wait for everybody to be ready.
Is anyone doing anything particular to be ready?
Dizzy, the air around her feels like it starts getting heavier, and two weapons materialize into her hands. One is a polearm, and one is a sword, and there's also a floating orb near her that seems to be not so much as light bouncing off of it as sucking in the light around it.
Tricarion takes the machine gun strapped on his back, sights down the door, gives the barrel a little bit of a spin. Ready.
Oh, it's a big machine gun.
It's a heavy machine gun.
Oh boy.
It's a little bit of a Gatling gun, you might say.
Oh my gosh. Alright. So Flinko Pip.
You were right that time.
You are able to unlock it, but as you unlock it, you seem to have triggered something, and a jolt of electricity comes out of the console into you through your little kit.
Probably should have thought that was going to happen.
You roll just under its stealth DC with your perception to see the trap.
Does that... Okay, so this is a weird thing. I have warp probability.
Oh, yeah.
Which lets me re-roll a failed attack roll or saving throw.
I was actually about to ask you to make a reflex saving throw.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that could do anything with the perception or not.
No, and because of the close proximity, if you're hit by this, it will jolt towards the other two as well.
Okay, so I better not be hit by
so
this.
So why don't you roll a reflex save as the electricity, as you see it coming through your hacking kit.
All right. How often can I do this? Because it doesn't actually tell me on here.
What is it called?
Warp probability.
Where'd you get that from?
It's part of the analyst paradox for Witch Warper.
So you would use a focus point to cast it.
Oh, okay. How many focus points do I have? Just one? Oh, okay. I just have the one. So I'll have to refocus if I want to use it again.
Okay. So what did you roll, though?
Oh, I rolled a 3, but I'm going to re-roll.
Okay.
You said reflex?
Yeah.
Unnatural 20.
So as that electricity comes, you see another reality where... You are, like, singed and burned from this electricity. So you start moving your hand to a different position than it was at that point, and the electricity starts going through your hand, but not as intensely as it was going to go. Flunko Pip, you take 17 electricity damage.
Oof.
And then I need Tricarion and Dizzy to also make reflex saves.
Natural 20.
The lightning hits your armor and just, like, doesn't do anything. Dizzy?
14.
You are very statically charged. That is a critical fail. You're like 34 points of damage.
Oh!
So, Squishy, as you're prepared to shoot, you hear the doors begin to open, as then you hear this crackle electricity blast out, and you hear agonizing screams.
I'm sorry.
As the two furry members are now just like static cling, all their hair is just...
I thought you said you were ready.
I was waiting for you all to be ready.
And you see the Vesk soldiers grab their weapons and start pointing and yelling.
I think we're going to have something else to do right now.
I will aim and take my shot at the one that's in the lead of the group.
And we will begin initiative. So we'll start with Petit.
18.
Tricarion.
21.
Dizzy.
19.
Squishy.
Is adding perception, right?
You could also use stealth if you'd like.
Yes, I would prefer that. Then it's a 28.
Squishy is up to the north of this platform with a sniper rifle prepared. Mm-hmm. And the others are to the northeast on the catwalk at the door. While the 6 Viscarium soldiers are moving onto the catwalk.
As they're unaware of me, I get to aim at them for free. And aiming is my special operative ability, more or less, where I do a lot of things. So then, first action, I'm just going to fire my Aeon rifle at the one I marked. I imagine I marked the one that's closest to my team. 30 total.
Okay, and he is off guard to you because he doesn't know you're there. Mm-hmm. That is a critical hit.
All right.
So what does aim do exactly in this circumstance?
Aim... So whenever I aim, I can mark one target, and then until the end of my turn, when I make a ranged strike, it deals an additional, at my level, 2d4 precision damage. Also, when I aim, it reduces my enemy's AC bonus from cover by 1. I think that's all it does right now, but again, it's a thing that like a lot of my abilities change what it does, and it can do more stuff as I level up.
Okay, so that's a key operative feature.
Aiming is the key operative feature.
Awesome, I love it.
I will then roll. My own rifle is 2d8 fire damage.
Yeah, one thing you'll notice in this game is how much more prevalent different energy damage types are, like fire and sonic damage. There's a lot more variety in that with the weaponry.
Did not roll well on those. But then my aim grants me an additional 2d4 precision. That is 11 total damage.
Doubled?
So then 22.
Okay, you blast into that one, tearing a hole in his shoulder, but he's still standing.
That's right. And something else I was reading, so I have an ability called Exploit that changes my aim. When I successfully strike an unaware or friendly target, they become slowed 1 for 1 round. On a critical, they are stunned for 1 round.
Oh, so he is stunned.
That is the exploit on top of the aim.
What's the difference between stunned and slowed again?
So slowed means you lose one action at the start of that turn. So if they're stunned for one turn, they miss that round.
Yep.
If they're stunned with a number for a certain period of time, then that would be like slowed for a
while. Oh,
period.
So he just skips his turn.
Yeah, so he just skips a turn.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I will then take my second action to aim at another one, seeing how well I hit that guy. Just do the second runner-up, and then strike again with my Aeon rifle.
Do you lose your aim on the other guy?
Second action was to aim again at a different target.
Okay. But are they both then aimed, or is it one?
It drops on the first one.
Okay.
Bolt 16 again, so that's a 30 again.
So he's not off guard to your shot because he knows you're there?
Yes.
That's a critical hit.
12, double to 24. Question.
Yes.
With this, the second strike I make, I think, would get the multi-attack penalty.
Oh.
Would that reduce it down below, or is it still enough?
That would not be a crit, because you would lose 5,
okay, so
right?
It's only 12.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it is only 12 damage.
Yeah, I don't have anything that helps me with multi-strikes.
Nolan's cheating over there.
I just want to make sure, because I don't get any bonuses for shooting multiple times.
So you've now very heavily wounded the two front-running vests.
And since he's aware of me from the first shot, he does not get slowed. So as you guys open the door and these guys come charging at you, you just know from up in the vent to the side, you just end up seeing two laser shots fire out to the guys that are in the lead charging at you. One terrible hit to him, looks like, you know, upper back near his head. And then next shot shortly thereafter, just hitting the next guy, bringing up his arm to try and protect so he doesn't take as bad as a hit, but...
Seeing your fire come, the Vesk at the very bottom aims his laser rifle towards your vent.
Okay.
And begins firing. What is your AC?
My AC is 22. Does the vent grant me any sort of partial cover?
It'll grant you normal cover, so +2 bonus to AC and reflexes.
So with the bonus, the cover bonus, I am at 24 total.
All right, he opens fire, hitting the metal and not hitting you with his lasers. And then he's going to try firing again.
Okay.
Again, not quite able to make any contact with you. And in his anger, he stows his laser rifle and pulls out this long two-handed like maul with three large spikes at the end of it called a dashko. And that is the end of his turn. It moves on to the second one that you shot this last turn. He also looks up to you and opens fire. And he is able to connect his shots with you, dealing 8 fire damage to you. And you hear them yell out, "There's someone in the vents! Take him out and stop the others!" And he's then going to move up by the edge of the catwalk, and he's going to take cover. And now it is Dizzy's turn.
How far away is Dizzy?
You're about 30 feet, I believe, away from them.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're about 35 feet away from them.
So if I were to go the full 40...
35 would get you here, where okay. I'm marking.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where I can position myself to where I can try to move them towards me, to where it clusters them away from Squishy, but to where they're all clustered in one area for being shot at.
How close do they have to be to you?
Oh, within 30 feet. But if I'm still in the hallway, then that pulls them out of Squishy's eyesight.
They have to actively take cover to be out of Squishy's eyesight.
Okay, so then yeah, I could stay over there.
Yeah, the door's
That's
like
fine.
The door's like here. I'm already having you guys have stepped in a little bit.
Then move me back about 20 feet. That way, I'm pulling them in closer.
Okay, so you just take a couple of steps forward.
Yeah, Funko, you okay with them getting a little closer to you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, cool. Then I'm gonna use 2 actions to make a black hole.
Oh.
I will need all of the Vesk within 30 feet of me to make a fortitude save.
That would be all of them.
Well, they need to all each make fortitude saves, please.
Okay.
And there are degrees of success, so.
What is your DC?
21.
Do they take damage?
Yes, they will.
How much?
2d8 with varying degrees depending on their success or fails. Are you considering rolling the same for all
I
of them?
I have 6 of them to roll. So, like, what happens on a fail?
On a fail, they take full damage and they're pulled 15 feet towards me and knocked prone.
What's on a crit fail?
They take double damage, are pulled 30 feet towards me, and are knocked prone.
Okay, would you go ahead and just roll damage for me?
Okay.
It'll be damage against everyone who succeeds or fails.
5.
So this one, the one who rolled first at the south, he takes 10 points of damage and comes next to you and falls prone. As he critically failed, the one right above him, what's your DC again?
21.
He also critically fails, and he will land next. Do they have to be adjacent to you?
Just towards me.
This one fails and takes 5 points of damage, killing him.
Woo!
So the one, the first one that squishy shot dies. And what happens on a success?
Half damage, pulled 5 feet towards me.
The one in the furthest back takes 5 damage, or 2 damage, and gets moved closer to you.
That makes sense if he's farthest away.
This guy furthest to the west, same thing. Takes 2 damage, gets pulled 5 feet. And the guy taking cover, who is the second to be shot by Squishy, critically fails and dies. No, he does not die. Apologies. But he does critically fail and is fall prone. So 3 are adjacent to Dizzy and prone on the ground. 2 of them got pulled a little bit and are a little off balance, trying to recenter themselves, taking just a little bit of damage. What a move.
Solarians are cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. And that's your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the ones in the back, the furthest to the south, it's his turn now. He switches from his gun to his dashko and runs right up in front of Dizzy and swings with his dashko. Ah! Dizzy, what is your AC?
22.
And he misses. So as he's like coming in for the swing, that gravity field around you just throws off his swing completely as he kind of undercompensates what he needs and then tries to overcompensate it back. And that is the end of his turn. It is now Flunko Flip.
Are you trying to think of different ways to say it?
No, I'm trying to say it correctly. I've been trying to say it correctly every time.
I don't have my paddle with me, so I can't just put it up in front of you. So I've been thinking just so many different things that I want to do. Do I need to spend an interact action to activate or bring out my shock pad?
No, I'd say in this situation you're prepared for all of that.
So I step up one, so I'm right next to the one that is now between me and Dizzy. Is that one prone?
Yes. The 3 with the little blue symbols on them are prone.
Okay, so I'm going to swing my shock pad right at his left elbow.
Electricity still lingering from your static fur shuffles into your shock pad and you swing.
I wish I could get an extra added amount of damage to that.
No.
So I don't think I'm going to need that that bonus. It's a 27 to hit.
27? Well, that would be, my friend, a critical hit.
That is a full 6 damage. So that should be, lost the number, 7 plus 2, 9.
Which is 18?
No, 9 damage.
Because you got a crit. So
oh,
it's double.
It's double, okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, you also have crit specializations on your weapons.
It depends on your class whether or not you have access to it. So I only, as a soldier, I only get access to critical specialization if the weapon has the area or auto-fire.
Solarian gets it at level 5.
I have master in simple and martial guns and expert in advanced guns.
I'm sorry, you're a master in some of your guns?
Yes. Operatives are very good with guns. That's like the whole thing. So, yeah, simple and martial guns, they are master level at. And then advanced guns are only expert.
Yeah, and you have the critical specialization for all guns in which you have expert proficiency.
So all guns.
Yeah.
Petite. Smackdown with your shock pad, dealing 9 times 2, which is 18 points of damage.
Yep, right on his elbow.
His elbow, as you're shocking down into it, feels like it might just break apart, and you might have shattered some of it. But he's still okay, barely hanging on at this point.
I look down and I go, shocking, isn't it? And that ends my turn.
You still have another action?
No.
Right? Didn't you step and then punch?
Oh, is that not a 2 action?
It's just a single action to attack with a weapon without spells.
Sir,
you're like a normal person.
I am used to playing a spellcaster.
You could do it again with just a minus 5. You could attack again.
So I reach down and, oh man, what would be the best place? Why not his elbow?
Oh no.
I cast on his elbow, adhere. I touch it and the floor.
What?
You create a molecular bond between an object you touch and another object or surface that the object is touching. Pulling the object free of that surface requires a successful athletics check against my spell DC or force open.
He does get a reflex save.
Yes.
So let me have him roll a reflex save. I don't know if this is meant to be a person in the ground, but I'll allow it. That's cool. What's your DC?
It's 21.
He failed by 1 point.
Oh, yay. Jordy's over here helping me a lot. So
his elbow is now adhered to the ground?
Yes.
All right.
So he should not be able to get up or shoot.
So he can make a an acrobatics check.
Yeah, there's always the chance of getting back up.
So next up, it is the Vescarium to the south of the guy that you just adhered, and he's going to stand up.
He's adjacent to me?
He is.
I'd like to use reactive strike.
Oh, okay. Which weapon are you using?
I think I'm going to use my sword.
Okay.
32.
That is a critical hit.
So 18 slashing and then doubled.
Oh.
Right?
He's dead.
Okay. Stay down.
So he starts trying to get up, and Dizzy just stabs down with her sword, killing this vest. Moving on to this, the last one, who's pretty much relatively untouched. He's going to switch to his Dashko and run up right in front of Dizzy and attack. With a natural one. But I believe the weapon is unwieldy, so he can't make another attack with it. So instead, his tail slashes out, and you see there's a blade attached to his tail. And again, with the gravity slowing it, you're able to just easily slip out of the way of it. Squishy. As you're looking, surveying the battlefield, watching these people die, to the west, you see two more Vescarium soldiers coming in, one of which looks heavily armored with a big gun, and one of which has a sniper rifle. And they're about 70 feet to the west of your friends.
Okay.
And your turn begins.
Tricarion get anything?
Could Tricarion take a turn?
You were supposed to have gone a long time ago.
Oh.
You're supposed to go before Dizzy.
Well, we're going to get something really cool and cinematic.
Do you want to stay down or do you want to keep yourself?
I think I'll stay right where I am.
Okay, but we'll have you go ahead and go.
So with all of the maneuvering around, Tricarion's plan has changed a little bit, but he's a professional soldier. So he runs up behind Dizzy and is like, "Dizzy, get down!" and shoves Dizzy to the ground as he fires the machine gun over her.
Is that a specific thing?
So I'm going to stride, and then I'm going to do an automatic fire and use the reaction to Dizzy being in range for automatic fire to use the reaction, get down.
Oh.
And so he's diving on top of Dizzy and then just unloading the machine gun.
What does get down do?
So Dizzy is automatically knocked prone. I go prone with Dizzy, but then Dizzy gets a +4 circumstance bonus to her at DC to dodge this.
Okay, but you've already shot, so you don't take any penalties for this.
Yes.
All right, so they make reflex saves?
Yes.
So automatic fire, how does that work again?
So I shoot 2 bullets per target, and I'm shooting at the 4 remaining Vescarium soldiers here. So I'll spend 8 bullets doing this, and then they're going to make reflex saves against my class DC.
Okay, and it fires in like a cone?
Yes, it's a 20-foot cone, because normally it's a 40-foot range.
Okay, so they're doing reflex. So the one that just got shocked and adhered to the ground, crit failed. The one to the south, right in front of Dizzy, failed. The one to the west failed. And the one to the southwest, that's standing as well, succeeded.
Okay, so I rolled 4 damage.
The others take 4, but that one only takes half, right?
Yes.
Because he succeeded.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ones that failed are also suppressed.
Suppressed, all right.
So that's a new status effect introduced for Starfinder 2E playtest, which will give them a -1 circumstance penalty to their attack rolls and a -10 circumstance penalty to their speed.
Ooh, I like it.
At one point in the PDF, it says a -5, but that's a typo. In the back where it defines suppressed, it says -5, but elsewhere it says -10, and later it says double that to -20, and then they released in a forum post it's supposed to be 10.
Oh, okay, thank you. So you've blasted away one of them and damaged 3 of them, suppressing 2 of them.
And then Dizzy, did you make your save?
Oh, yes. So Dizzy, you also had
a with
save.
A +4.
A +4. And it's a reflex save?
Yes.
So
12 plus 6. +4.
12 plus 10?
Yeah.
It's a 22.
Yeah, I was trying to add things in the wrong order.
So that means you take 2 points of damage. And now, Squishy, watching all of that happen, you see those guys enter into the west.
Be ready, team. 2 more coming in.
So they're 70 feet from where I'm at, or from them?
From you, they're probably about 80. From your allies, they're about 70.
Something that I might need a little help on understanding.
Okay.
Range increments for ranged weapons.
Yes. What is your increment?
For my Aeon rifle, it's listed as 60 feet.
So anything from past 60 but under 120 feet, it'll be -2.
Okay.
And then if it goes from over 120 to 180, it would be -4. And anything 60 or under is at a no penalty.
0 to 60 is the first.
Yeah, increment. Now if you had a scope, that increases your range increment more.
I don't, but from where I'm at, I'll take the -2 penalty from where I'm at and using keep them in your sights, which helps my aim. So first guy, am I able to actually see like the big guy or the sniper?
Yeah, the sniper, there's a lot of like stuff between you and him, but you can see him. The big soldier is much more free to see.
I'm going to focus on him, I think. Staying where I'm at, so I'm not going to try to hide or anything. I will spend my first action to aim, and then second action to strike, shooting with my Aeon rifle.
Okay, and that's shooting the trooper.
Yep. Something to keep in mind when playing an operative. Your aim only works if you're in the first increment, unless you also have keep them in your sights, so that it also works in the second. I'm going to use that, and I will see if I even hit him at all. I rolled 26 total, so then -2, 24.
That is a hit.
Get my aim bonus. 7 fire damage and 3 precision damage.
All right, that looks like you get through his armor and deal a bit of damage to him.
And then for the third action, I think I'll just go ahead and take another strike at a now, what's -7
total.
-7 total? Okay. I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, so that's a critical hit.
All right. The Aeon rifle is a laser weapon for the critical specialization, not a sniper.
Oh, it's not a sniper?
They become dazzled on a critical special.
That's great. All right.
10 fire, 3 precision damage, so doubling all that. 20 fire damage and 6 precision damage from aim.
Now he's not looking good. He's looking definitely bloodied, that's for sure.
Just a little quick aim down the sight. 1-2.
You make an opening for your second shot as you shoot your first in. All right, Squishy, you're living up to your name.
And that is it for my turn.
All right, the enemy sniper moves up, and you see him go up to a little console and start pressing things. As a sentry turret pops up, the sentry turret looks around, and it's not seemingly locking on anyone. And then the marksman is going to take a shot at Flunko Pop. Flunko Pip.
Why would you do that? Why?
That is a 26 to hit you.
That hits.
So the bullet weaves between the other vest and past Dizzy and hits you for 6 damage.
Ouch! Oh, I'm almost dead. I'm kidding.
What is your health at? Because you took the electricity at the start.
I am at 45 currently.
What's your total?
68.
So the prone Vescarium soldier is going to stand up, looks down at Dizzy in the vest. He pulls out his gosh coat and swings down at Trevarian.
Tracarian.
What's your AC right now, Tracarian?
With being prone, I have 22.
He hits you, the spikes of the dashko go into your flesh and do 16 points of damage, maximum damage on the dashko.
Fortunately, I've got dermal plating, so I've got resistance two to physical damage, so I only take 14.
Nice. And that is that Vesk's turn. He's like, die, traitor! It is Dizzy's turn.
So the one that just stabbed my new friend Vesk.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to stab him, please.
Okay. Do you want to get up and not take the penalty, or are you fine taking the penalty?
Oh, you're right. I will get up first.
Okay. So Dizzy has stood up, and you're stabbing out.
Yes, I would love to stab him. 32?
That's a critical hit.
Nice. So since it's a critical, that makes it 40 damage?
Well, that would have killed them if they were at full health, but they were at 4 hit points.
Cool.
So they are dead.
I also get to attempt to trip him, but he's dead, so...
You trip the corpse.
You push it over the railing and down.
They kind of just start doing the Mortal Kombat daze, and then you trip them, and they fall off the catwalk.
Fatality.
And you have one more action left?
I'm going to use that action with my solar mote that is very much a little black hole. The guy catty-corner to me?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot him with it.
To the southwest. Oh, okay. Your little orb mote just shoots?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which that take? Does that take map penalty?
I would assume if it's making a ranged strike, then it would take map.
Yeah, you would take map.
Okay, so -5?
Yeah.
So, basically, the little floating black hole that I've got, it's essentially like its own little weapon. It shoots dark gravity energy because I am graviton attuned. So, essentially, I think of it as my own personal flavor, that where it would strike, it would feel like it was just scrunching in on itself.
Ooh, that's not fun.
But I don't think it hits because that is a 15.
That does not hit. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
And Olivia keeps mentioning photon attunement. With Solarians, they can be either... Sorry, she mentions graviton attunement. They have a different attunements. They can, during battle or outside battle, attune to the gravity, which is graviton, like the voidness between stars, or photon, which is the fire of stars and such, and they draw power in different play styles depending on the two. Solarians can be balanced between them, or you can lean on one. Dizzy, for example, is leaning on her gravity abilities, which are a much different gameplay style than if you leaned on your photon abilities, which are pretty cool. So that is the end of your turn, and we will move on to the one you just tried to kill. He's going to swing out with his dashko at you. And miss, for sure. And as he's, like, swinging and kind of doing the backswing, his tail lunges out at you. And also misses. And then it does the tail backswings at you. And definitely misses. That is the end of his turn. Flunko Pip.
Thank you.
It's
that
your
was
turn.
Wonderfully done. So, let me ask, how much distance, and I know I measured it, so it was like 70, but how much difference between me and the marksman? And I guess the sentry or whatever that was activated.
It's probably about 75 for the marksman and 70 for the sentry.
Is there any way that I can, or where that I can hide in this map? Like, take cover?
Yeah, there's railings along these catwalks. There's also some debris about that you could probably find cover.
You mentioned the debris.
Yeah, just like crates and such.
I do believe. And how far is that way?
There's some probably about 30 feet-ish away. More crates and such about 45 feet away from you.
Fleet step. And then I'm going to move all the way to the biggest debris up there. Hopefully behind something that would give me the most cover.
Okay, so you're staying, as you're leaving the catwalk, you kind of stay on the edge of it as you move around behind some boxes where the sentry and the marksman cannot see you. And then the trooper who just got shot a couple times, it's now his turn. He moves up to the large pillar in the middle and turns to the computer and starts typing on it. And then some red alarms start going off. And you hear, self-destruct sequence initiated. And that's the end of his turn. Hmm. It is now the recruit's turn.
And hold on, isn't that what we want?
Right. That's what I was saying. Like, wait, our mission was to destroy the satellite, or at least, you know, disable the shield generator. But destroying it, I think, was part of, like, yeah, you can do that.
Tricarion, you're familiar with this protocol. Basically, looking down the catwalk, you see open space with a shield before it. The shell of the satellite will be jettisoned and destroyed, whereas the central computer system will stay active in a self-destruct. So it would destroy any invading attackers while still potentially saving the defensive equipment.
I'll pass this information on to my crewmates and say, if they get that self-destruct to go off, there's no way we're going to be able to succeed our mission.
Without, like, a spacewalk or something, yeah.
And I don't feel in the mood for a spacewalk.
Yeah, you have about 5 minutes.
Duly noted, Tricarion.
And the recruit next to Dizzy, right in front of Dizzy, will attack and miss. And will do the old grapple and fail. And will angrily lash out with the tail and also fail.
He's having a bad day. I feel sorry for him.
These two recruits have been doing well so far.
They're not dead.
Right.
The turret had been following and tracking Flinko Plop. Flunko Pop Flip. Flunko Flip. And it loses him and just continues to look around as we move to Squishy's turn.
Right. Is it possibly Tricarion's turn?
Tricarion, it's your turn.
Right. So, let's see. That trooper moved up. His lines are hard to see. Oh, perfect. He's exactly in range for me. However, not a very good shot, and I'm just shooting at one target. I'm going to have to go for it. I'm going to go ahead and unleash a shot at the trooper with my machine gun. And that's a natural one.
Oh, no. Well, there's no penalties for that because we're not using cards.
Well, the penalty is failure.
You miss.
I'll lose a bullet. It's going to make a big difference in the end. Well, there's that. I'm going to go ahead and stand up from prone. I'm going to move around and just flank on the opposite side of the recruits that have been harassing Dizzy. I'm within reach of both of them, but one of them I'm flanking.
All right, that sounds good. Squishy, now it's actually your turn again.
All right.
With the information Tricarion gave, Squishy will bust through the vent that he's been hiding in to come out. And since he can fly, he's not necessarily too scared of the void below him. I'll just stride over the void. I can fly at 25 feet. So I'm able to make it to the platform, or I'm still pretty far out.
Yeah, I'd say you get it out here.
Can I move more towards the other side where, like, I'm behind that crate from the outer side? Something okay. Where I get at least something between me and the sniper.
Yeah, you can get there.
Yeah, I'll take this moment to aim at the trooper and then fire. It's not as good. Total is 19.
19? Well, wouldn't you know it, that hit.
2d8 fire and 2d4 precision. That is 10 fire damage and 5 precision damage.
As the trooper is killed, he slumps against the terminal.
Nicely done, Squishmaster.
Thank you very much, Kaxa.
Great job, kid. Don't get cocky.
The marksman takes aim at our friend Kaxa with the aim action and then fires. What's your AC right now?
24.
That is a hit. 19 points of piercing damage.
Right, and I'll take 17.
All right. And then he is going to circle around to some cover up over this way, to the north, on the other side of the cover from where Flunko Pip is. Dizzy, it's your turn.
So this fellow that's being flanked, I would like to put the poor deer out of his misery, if I may.
Well, yeah, you can try, I guess.
Let's start with shooting him this time, with my solar shot, of course. I don't think that hits him. That's a 16.
He is flanked. I don't think that gives a bonus to that range strike.
Not to range, no.
So that does not hit.
Cool. Now I'm going to try and stab him and slash him with my agile sword.
Okay.
24.
24 is a hit.
19 slashing damage.
Ooh, and with that you finish off this Vesk.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I did have one more action, but I don't know what to do with it.
You have one more action.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I don't know.
Just attack one more time for the heck of it.
Sure, I'll slash at that guy with minus 8.
Yeah.
Since it's agile, second time. See if it.
Oh, yeah,
happen.
You could recall knowledge, computers, on something.
You could also step a couple spaces over to the side and get me flanking on this remaining guy.
Oh, let's do that. No, recalling knowledge is not something Dizzy will be helpful for.
That's fair. All right, so he is now flanked.
Circling like sharks.
He tries to reach out to grab Kaxa, but cannot get a good grip on his armor, and instead slashes out with his dashko. for a 23.
That's a miss.
It's a miss?
You've got an armor class of 24.
All right, and he slashes out with his tail at Dizzy and rolls a nat 1 and fails. Flunko, Plip, Flunko, Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to use my extreme range of movement to move all the way to right here. That should be 45, I think.
Okay, you are now adjacent to the turret.
Oh, I thought that was the bad guy.
That's a turret, which you could use your computers or your piloting.
So
your computers or crafting to shut down, if you would like.
I run right up to it, and I smile. And you know that scene from that one movie with a Spider-Man where he puts his hand on what's-her-name's shoulder, and he smiles?
Yeah, I know that one. You know that one? I love that one, yeah.
Hey. He then injects nanobots.
Ooh.
And it is an attack roll, so does a 23 hit.
That is a hit.
Okay.
But it is immune to critical hit, so it wouldn't have mattered. I will specify, because you guys hear, this is not a creature, this is a hazard. So it is very difficult to just destroy them with force. But I really like the nanobots, it's very cool.
So this does 7d6 of damage.
I like it.
That was a nice sound. That was a very nice sound. So that would be 27 as it courses through its mechanical veins.
27. So you deal 13 points of damage to it, as it has a hardness of 14. It has not hit its broken threshold, but it is damaged.
Well, I believe that.
And as a reaction, it fires at you.
It has a reaction?
Yeah, it's supposed to do it as soon as you walk into its range, but I was going to let you do your thing.
It's all right.
What's your AC?
20.
So it hit you, and it rolls damage. 17 piercing damage. That's all it can do.
I'll get you next time.
Going to make it roll initiative. It goes next. There's one target in range. It will fire at Flunko Pip.
Go for it.
It hits you.
Does anybody have a spare witch warper?
I'm sorry. I read the wrong thing, because this is a different type of stat blocks. He did not hit you with his first attack. So you actually... It hit you this time, so just... I'm just going to take that penalty, that damage away from now. Say it rolled that damage now instead of before. Because I read the wrong part, because the stat blocks look different in hazards. And I haven't done any hazards yet, so that's my bad. It did just hit you, so now you take the damage now.
Okay.
It opens fire more on Flunko Pip.
Oh, I should have chose the other spell.
It's a 28. How many hit points do you have left?
28.
Make that 8. It'll fire again. This last action.
Anybody got a med patch for Pip?
Yeah, that's enough to bring you to dying one. You've run up next to it, injected those nanobots, and then it just opens fire into you.
It's alright. There's nobody else out there. It can only continue to shoot me.
Tricarion.
Somebody wake up Flunko Pip. I was just about to show him my favorite joke as I spend one action to swap my machine gun for my pain glaive, which is like a chainsaw halberd. And then I'm going to swing at this guy that is currently flanked. Natural 20.
Ooh.
All right. Nice.
Ha! I like your joke over there, Vicarian.
With a measly 8, which gets doubled to 16.
He's dead.
Good one.
You three moving into the platform. There's one sniper hiding behind cover. The turret is active and has just shot Flunko Pip to the ground. You have one action left.
Yeah, so I'm just going to move my entire full speed of 20 feet slowly towards the marksman with my pain glaive at the ready and say, hey, you want to hear a funny joke?
Tell it again. I like that one.
Speaking of squishy, it's now your turn.
I would like to... How far away am I from Pip?
Probably like 30 feet.
I will...
Oh, sorry. It looks like 35 feet.
Could I stride twice and then apply a med patch to him, or was that like taking on med patch and then applying
I'll
it
allow
to
you
him?
To do that.
Okay.
You also run the risk of getting shot by the turret.
I can stride once and then I can use tactical advance to move half my speed and it doesn't trigger reactions. But I'm not sure if the first one would be within range. I can't do... Well, no, half my speed. I can only go 25 flying, so I would not be fast enough.
You know at this point it's set up on a routine, so it does not have any like reactions to take.
So I will, still to be safe, not sure if the sniper has something, I will stride once and then tactical advance, moving half my speed to not trigger reactions up next to Pip. And then I'll pull out one of the med patches I had prepared to give him some health.
So the med patch is kind of like a healing elixir, but Starfinder version.
Yeah. I will roll your 1d6. 3.
Yay, does that bring me to 3, or does that just...
That brings you to 3.
Pip, Flunko coughs a little and he goes, well, I knew it was worth a shot.
And, yeah, Squishy glances up at the turret that is still there. So I was like,
as you both look up, it is the marksman's turn, who aims and took a shot at Squishy, dealing 22 points of damage to
you. What kind of damage?
Piercing.
I do at least have resistance 1 to the piercing.
Okay.
So 21 damage total?
Yeah.
That hurts.
Now, when you say marksman... Do you mean the sniper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they move behind the crate between you and the on the other side of the turret, so you can't see him again. Dizzy, it's now your turn.
How far am I from the marksman?
50 feet.
Stellar rush.
Stellar rush.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna move up right next to him and take a good old stabby stab.
Okay. You run up right next to him. Does Stellar Rush like do anything else aside from letting you move?
Oh, right. When I finish, he needs to make a fortitude save. Thank you. I forgot about that.
What's your save, DC?
21.
And it's fortitude?
Mm-hmm.
He critically fails.
Well, so here's the weird thing about that. Because he critically fails, he is... pulled within an adjacent square of me.
Oh, he's already there.
Yeah.
Anything else? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it on that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No bludgeoning damage.
Could you move him to a different adjacent square?
Theoretically, I guess, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Do you want?
So I could move him, actually, like, sort of swing around to the other side of me? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he's in range.
Okay.
Easy line of sight for somebody else. And then I stab him. 29?
Oh, jeez. That is a critical hit.
So that is 30. And I get to attempt to trip him.
You attempt, or does he trip and make a save?
That's what I need to double check, because I don't actually have to be next to him to trip him.
Is that your weapon thing?
Yeah.
Oh, the target must succeed a DC fortitude save. DC 23 fortitude save or be slowed 1.
Yeah, and the typical crit on Graviton is that all adjacent squares to the square that I struck counts as difficult terrain.
Ah, and he is slowed. He did fail that, so he is slowed 1. Yeah, Solarians can have special crystals that affect their weapons, and the Graviton one lets them do extra damage plus have a crit ability of making people slowed on a save. Okay, and that's your actions?
Yay.
It is now Flunko Pip's turn. Would you make a recovery check? No, you are alive. You have 3 hit points.
Exactly.
What would you like to do?
I would like to stand up.
Okay, you stood up next to the turret.
And you know that thing I did like 1 turn ago where I put my hand on it and smiled?
Yeah.
Well, I do that again, except this time I'm going to need a will save.
What is it? Because if it's mind-affecting, it doesn't work.
It is not mind-affecting. It is destruction protocol. Take temporary control of a construct or tech creature. Is it a tech creature?
Technically, no, because it is a hazard.
Okay, then I guess I won't do that. Same.
It doesn't even have a will save. That will become useful later in the playtest.
Fine, you know what? It was with my hand. With the zappy boy. Zappy palm.
The shock pad?
Yes, that's the thing that it's called. Does a 17 hit?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What if I use my hero point? Does a 21 hit?
That does hit.
Wow! It's almost like it was the first try. So you said this was 2d6?
Yeah, instead of 1.
Now is that 2d6 plus 2 or 2d6 plus 1?
It'd be 2d6 plus whatever you normally damage bonus to it. What's your bonus damage?
Plus 1.
So it'd be just plus 1. Okay. So 2d6 plus 1.
6 that was hard math. 6 damage.
All right. It doesn't seem like any of it goes through.
Right. I forgot about the hardness.
All right. Yeah. You have to do over 14 points of damage to do any damage to it. Now, as I mentioned before, if you want to try, you could attempt a computers to reprogram or a crafting to jam it.
Is that going to be a one action?
Yeah, I'd say one action.
Okay. I'm going to try that then. I will try to... I'll reprogram it.
All right, so roll computers.
Well, that's actually going to do something. 31.
All right, that is a critical success. It is now simply on your turn, on your team now.
Nice.
I'm just going to keep smiling at it. Not, not even going to do anything further. Oh, I don't have any other actions, but...
It's now the turret's turn, and the marksman is in range. On its turn, it'll take 3 actions to assist you.
Okay, well, I'm still smiling at it.
You smile at it as it just tears this marksman apart with its guns and killing the marksman. All enemies are eliminated. You have about 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Tricarion takes a moment to sadly stow his pain glaive, and he just looks over at Flunkoplip. You didn't get a chance to see my jokes.
Sorry, I'm dying to hear it later.
I love your jokes, Tricarion, but we are in a bit of a pickle right now.
Oh, right. Where's the control panel? I think I might be able to do something with it.
It's over at that middle spire.
All right, let's get to the spire. Come on.
I'd like to slay this spire.
Ha ha! As long as we can shut down the self-destruct sequence, I think we're fine, but I have a wild idea.
Well, I can either try to disable the sequence or,
So you're going to... So one of you is going to attempt to shut off the self-destruct sequence.
I should have saved my hero point.
Who's going to attempt this computer's check?
Well, I have plus 13, so it's up to you guys if you want me to do it.
I have plus 10 computers, and if I can assist or aid.
I have a plus 10, and I have a hero point.
What's your choice, Captain?
Tricarion, you're familiar with these systems. Being Vesco's self, you take crack at it.
Right.
Pip, help on the side.
Good old Vesk engineering. Here we are.
I'll try to aid the Vesk.
Looking into the computer, you see this device seems to control the radar, some sort of artillery device, and the shields going down to this fortress on the ground. You could attempt to disable those individually, or you could attempt to disable the self-destruct, which you would know is much harder to do. And each of these will take time.
Do I have a sense of how much time it would take?
You have about 4 minutes now. Each of them would take about 30 seconds per try.
Quick question. Could we each do one? Like I do one and he do one? Or is it all the same panel?
It's all the same panel. Okay.
How long would it take us to get back to the ship from here?
About 2 minutes if you're at your fastest. Maybe faster. There's a chance of faster than 2 minutes. You didn't go that far from the hallway. It's actually quicker to go to where you're at than it is to go to the hangar bay where you could have landed.
So theoretically, we could do 4 checks and then still leave, even if we didn't stop the self-destruct?
Yes.
If it's all the same to you, let's go ahead and start with an attempt at stopping the self-destruct and see if we can just get that buttoned up.
That's a great idea. Let's try it.
So I'm going to roll my check.
And you have the hero point, Jordy, so...
And I'm going to use that hero point.
Oh.
Because I rolled a 3.
Whatever it is, Jordy, you got a minus 1.
Oh no!
I rolled a natural 1.
Why does this keep happening to us?
So that's a total of a 25.
That is a fail.
So that's 30 seconds down and the self-destruct continues to tick.
Well, do you want to try the shields? You know, the thing that we came to do.
Well, I feel like I've burned my luck. Why don't you take a spin?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try. Oh dear.
Oh, no.
17 to disable the shields. Hold on, not 17. 19.
The shields are disabled.
Right, anything else we need to do here?
Mission accomplished on that. Can you, what was the other thing? It was artillery or...
radars.
If we have time, take out the artillery. Free up our boys.
We could try one more before we gotta start, you know.
I'm gonna prepare the ship.
I'm kind of slow. I'm gonna start walking that way as well.
All right. I'll take care of...
Pip, don't be a hero.
Well, you said one more thing.
Yes. Don't stay around if that doesn't work.
Okay, I'm just gonna try one more thing, all right? All right, what was it that we were going to try? Artillery?
I think take our artillery so that they're not getting fired on.
All right,
Yeah, you can, I believe.
Radar is definitely useful for the enemy, but I think, you know, let's all have extra guns firing.
It's true. If they can see them, but they can't fire at them, it's better. Ooh. 38.
You do that in about 15 seconds.
How much time do I have the other thing?
About 3 minutes and 15 seconds left.
And you said it would take about 2 minutes to get back to the ship?
It could be faster than that, but that's going to be an average.
All right, I'm going to try the... You guys run. I'm going to try getting the radar down, and I'll meet you at the ship. Ready? Okay.
Dizzy's already chilling at the ship.
Yeah. Dizzy's waiting because Dizzy's not concerned about getting back.
34 with
the
radar.
Seat warmers are all on. Oh.
You do it in 15 seconds.
Fantastic.
Oh,
3 minutes.
Yes.
I am going to do two more things.
Okay.
You said I have 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said 30 seconds to... how long does it take to cast a spell, by the way?
It's about, like, a part of 6 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to try to disable the self-destruct. No, I'm not. And I'm going to cast... Logic Bomb.
Oh, what is Logic Bomb?
Ooh. So it plants a mental bomb in the tech item that affects a user when they next try to attempt to use it. So if anybody comes by, wants to reestablish things...
Right. Or if a potential ally comes by to salvage information.
That's the risk I'm willing to take.
That's great. I love it. So,
all right. I'm out of here. And then I cast... can I cast Fleet Step? Or has it been a whole minute? Yeah, it has been, hasn't
it? It's definitely been a minute. We counted down.
And I'm out of there.
Pip rocked it on the computer.
At 3 HP.
Yeah.
Trickarian, you're just getting down... You see, you're on that last corridor to get there, and then Pip just runs over speeding past you.
Come on, Slowpoke.
I'd like to see you move faster than this, carrying... I don't know, tens of pounds.
I can't hear you.
Tens of pounds.
It's tens of pounds, I say.
I wouldn't doubt you if you said 10 tons.
We're in space. We use metric here.
Tens of kilograms.
You all get back on the ship and are very easily able to just detach, take off. And your radios come on. Laid Talon comes on. If you're finished with your mission, please come back to the ship. We'll have to wait for the ground team to do their work before we can send you back in. Come back and get patched up.
Right away, Talon.
Can she hear us?
I imagine we can return calm.
Yes.
You got it.
Pip, how'd you do? Get those artillery turned off for the boys on the ground?
All of it.
All of it?
Sorry, I'm coughing up blood.
You got all of it?
Yeah.
Well, you're a damn miracle worker.
And then... we look down at this planet and we see explosions rocketing. And we see one shuttle going past you guys as you're going, and it heads to the ground. And we start to follow the shuttle, and we cut to black.
This has been an Atomic Broadcasting production. Starfinder, The Pact Worlds, and The World Setting are all copyright of Paizo. For more information, visit paizo.com. While you're there, check out the Starfinder playtest. The PDF is free, and there's a survey to give you feedback. The music used is from Monument Studios' collection, as well as other assorted artists. If you enjoyed the show, feel free to check out our other productions on the Variety Hour feed, or our main show, The Written and the Lost, a weekly Pathfinder 2nd Edition show. All this and more can be found in the episode description. Don't forget to like, comment, and share with a friend. And most importantly, have an atomic time.
Flunko Plip, Flunko Pip. It's your turn.
I wrote the name in front of you.
It's also right at the computer screen, so I cannot see it.
Oh, well.
Oh, now I can see it.
I can't stand it up there.
Exactly. You see the predicament. Oh, he balanced it. It worked.
I mean, I could also just put it flat.
That works, too. I can see it. Flunko Plip.
Oh, Flunko Pip. Okay, so I'm going to use...